Igniting Hope Ministries welcomes you. Prepare yourself to listen to a message that will spark hope and renew your mind.
Hi, Steve Backlund here. It's so good to be with you again as I take a few minutes to minister to my favorite people, senior pastors and their spouses. And I want to just talk for a few minutes today about two signs of being a healthy pastor. Now, I know as I share these things, I mean, I'm going to share out of my own experience and on my own up and down journey of being healthy. But here's the two things. Let me get right to it. Number one is our attitude when people leave our church is a great sign of our inner health, whether we have a prosperous soul or not. And secondly, is our attitude towards other ministries within our city, especially those who have a similar ministry to ours and that may attract the same people or the same kind of people. Now let's go off to the first one. It is absolutely no fun when someone leaves our ministry. I mean, it may be for a few people, it may be, you know, good, and I have to admit there's been a few people who've left that I've been glad, yes. But largely, I never really enjoyed those meetings when people had the courage and the heart to actually communicate to me and say, explain that they no longer felt like our ministry was for them and that they wanted to go elsewhere. And those were difficult for me, especially early in my pastoral ministry. Those were times that I didn't bounce back as quickly as I did later on. And, you know, it stirs up fears. It stirs up, you know, attitudes towards the person. You know, if they were a giver, that issue came up, was just part of the fear. But I realized as time went on, and that those fears and concerns and maybe a tendency to label them and or even curse them possibly were not rooted in health, but they were rooted in my own lack of inner health. And I realized this, that my greatest thing I could do for people is to be more concerned about a person's dreams and goals and desires. And if I wanted to be more concerned about helping people achieve what God had called them to be, then I was concerned about them helping me reach my dream, whatever that dream would be, you know, whether it would be to have a large church, to have financial resources to accomplish things, or even have my own financial security, you know, be more certain. I realized that as I focused and I said, man, I want the best for you. And as I adopted the attitude, I want the best for you. And wow, if you don't feel like our ministry is the ministry that it is going to create that for your life, then by all means, I want to be one of the biggest people in your life, finding your place where you feel you can thrive, where you can be fed, where you and your family can be healthy. Now, as I moved towards that and began to embrace that, I realized this, that I was becoming bigger on the inside. And the bigger I get on the inside, that reality increases the likelihood that big people are going to be attracted to me. But if I'm small on the inside and, you know, I have petty things, I let fear dominate me, I let control tendencies and control them, then I'm really, in the long run, only going to be able to attract small people. And so I just bless you in navigating that whole area. And certainly there may be times where you just have to feel like, hey, you know what? I'm not sure this is God. I'm not sure, you know. But as we let people go, as we bless people, I found out this, that some of those people are going to come back to you because they're going to find life, that your life that's on you, that's reflected in the attitude that you have when they leave, is an incredible thing. Now here's a second area, you know, just my attitude towards other ministries in my city or close by a region that would attract the same kind of people that I have. Now my attitude towards them, whether I see them as competition or I see them as co-laborers in the kingdom, the answer to that, I believe, also is going to reflect my own health. And I see that just being a kingdom-minded, how many of you know that being a kingdom-minded leader is so much healthier than being a local church and minded leader? And so, I bless you with healthy attitudes. And where there's been things in the past where people and other leaders have hurt you, have been dishonest with you, I just speak healing to that in the name of Jesus. Matter of fact, even in this moment, I see healing coming into your life. And I bless you with radical trust in God for Him to meet your own needs. And as that happens, again, I believe these things will increase the likelihood dramatically that you will attract big people to you. So bless you with soul prosperity, according to 3 John verse 2, where John prayed, "Beloved, I pray that you be in health and prosper in all things, even as your soul prospers." And as your soul prospers as a leader, good things are going to be added to you. God bless you. Looking forward to sharing with you again. I'm praying for you today, just for great breakthrough, great strength, and great freedom in your life and ministry.
We hope that you have been blessed by this message. For more resources, you can visit our website at ignitinghope.com.